Happy Wednesday. It is actually Keep the Wow Wednesday.
Sure is.
So coined by Jody, brought to you by Bank of America.
I don't know how you guys feel about lunch. Murphy knows how I feel, that it's an important break.
Oh, a mental break
Not
or a
about food,
break?
Well, yeah. I mean, it should be about food, but it's mostly the mental break. I don't think that you take lunch breaks, Sam, unless you're forced to.
Yes.
And why? Why don't you?
I'm not hungry.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so weird. Okay,
as long as I'm busy and working and doing stuff, I don't think about food. If I stop or like on the weekends when I'm not doing anything, food, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
if my mind is preoccupied.
That's inconsistent.
I won't think about it until it's like, oh.
I'm the same way when it comes to food. Honestly, I'll keep plowing through if I'm on something, but I really have tried to understand you have to take a mental break every mm-hmm. You can't. It's impossible to keep go, push, because it's the law of diminishing returns. You absolutely are more prone to mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's going to take longer to accomplish what you're trying to do in the first place.
When I first started working with you guys, I noted, wow, Sam is a marathoner, not a sprinter.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm a sprinter. I do great in spurts, but I need a break. And I'm a spurt and I'm unstoppable, but then I need a break. Mm-hmm. And then you're just go. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I need a cracker or something. I can't work with him anymore.
Yeah.
I need a breath of fresh air. So the lunch break is not just about food, but it's also the mental break. It's a reset for sure. If you take a lunch break instead of eating at a computer, it's better on your body digestion, which is better for you overall. Like, I've been guilty of eating at the desk or eating in here.
And me too.
It's not the same on your body. It's not as good for you to eat while you're trying to work. You're supposed to stop. And even if you're just talking with somebody, having a nice little lunch, telling stories, don't work while you eat. If you have and you take a lunch break, you have better energy levels the rest of the afternoon because your body's digesting things and it's just better for that afternoon slump.
Your body's supposed to have fuel every couple of hours, even in small amounts anyway, to remain consistent. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, your body goes through this roller coaster reaction.
What about that feeling like when you eat lunch and you come back and you're like,
don't eat too much. And after you eat lunch, walk around a little bit. That helps with digestion.
So now I got to exercise too?
No, five minutes Lord. Walk from the car back to your area, Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, I'll tell you why our youngest daughter, Phoebe, has already quit her summer job. Summer job time for kids old enough to work. And I do have an update about our Phoebe. Sam, I wanted to tell you this. I know it sounds awful, but, you know, Phoebe got a job where I work out.
Yeah.
She was offered that job. I think we told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited.
It was like a week ago or something, two weeks ago.
It was so funny. Her first day of training, I happened to be doing yoga that day, and I showed up right on time, and I was like, hello, stranger. And she was like, hi, I knew you were going to say that.
Can I get you a towel?
It was so cute. It's like, no, I brought my own towel. It was very cute to see her at the front desk. I was so excited about that. The second day that she worked training, when she got home, she was like, you were there for this, Murphy. She was like, I just don't think this is for me.
Why not?
Well, a couple of things. It's a slower pace than what she's used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as social as what she's used to. She would be the only one there. And sometimes she'd be the only one there until night. At night.
She used to be in a server. So there's a lot of activity. She likes the motion.
Yeah, the interaction, the pace. This pace is much different. If a client needs help, needs a towel, you know, needs something, then she would get that. But there would be a lot of alone time there, too.
There's a lot of sitting around waiting.
Kind of.
That and the other thing, which is it's a skill that not everybody possesses. Outbound sales calls are part of it.
Oh. Yes.
And so if that's not your bag, you know what I mean? I guess she's finding that. But, you know, what I do love about the way that she's handling things is she's being really proactive and respectful.
She is. It bothered me. I knew it wasn't for her, and I knew that was the right decision for her as soon as she started saying that. It bothered me a little bit because the lady who manages it is a sweet friend of mine that I've gotten to know from working out there. And I didn't. I haven't seen her yet since Phoebe made the call.
So you haven't shown your face either.
No, I've worked out. She wasn't there.
Oh.
Anyway, I just didn't want it to reflect badly. But it's not going to. Anyway,
Jody, your monthly fees are going up.
Phoebe did not ask me to say a word. Phoebe said, I'm going to call her and talk to her about it. And she said, the sooner the better. I said, absolutely the sooner the better, because she's training you. You don't want her to, you know, spend time training you if you're not going to stay.
Right.
So Phoebe handled it, called, and had a really good conversation.
So she's already quit her summer job.
For now.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
I'm going to tell you about the really cool new thing that Tom Hanks is doing.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Wouldn't you guys say we all know the voice of Tom Hanks?
Houston, we have a problem.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people think he sounds like Sam. I mean, Sam sounds like Tom Hanks.
No, he sounds like me.
Is that what you think?
There are times whenever you guys sound similar.
You are a toy! You are a toy!
Keep working on it, Sam.
I hear it.
Keep working on it, Sam. Mm-hmm. And then there's the lovable Hanks.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Tom Hanks has been chosen as the narrator for The Americas. It's a docuseries coming, a 10-part docuseries to NBC. It's a big project being put together by BBC Studios, their natural history unit, and about the wonders of the Americas. So, I mean, like, Tom Hanks is a great choice for this.
What wonders? I mean, like parks or like world's largest ball of twine?
Extraordinary, untold wildlife stories that deeply connect people and just those beautiful things.
Okay.
So it's not tourist sideshow attractions. Anyway, the series called The Americas will be on NBC and Peacock in 2024.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Melissa, we're going to come to you next, 877-310-4MSJ.
She's got a summer job idea for our kiddos. Join us anytime. We like hearing from you the most. 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Melissa?
I was talking about your kids working.
Yes.
We've always taught our kids that if you're going to work for something, if you want something, you have to work to get it. We're not going to hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter, who will be 22 this year, actually got her first job when she was 15 at a Mexican restaurant.
Yes. Yes.
But she's worked ever since she was 15, and she graduates next month with her bachelor's degree in chemistry.
Wow.
Whoa.
So, and actually is fixing to get a promotion from $20,000 to $60,000 a year because of her education.
Exactly.
And her being bilingual.
Right.
Wow.
So it pays off to make your kids work for what they want.
No kidding. I believe that not just dollar signs and security in your future. No pressure, kids who are listening. But not just that, but just character. It builds character to have to earn something. And it builds nothing but, like, entitlement to just receive everything.
Even my son, who is 17, you know, we help him out every now and then when he's in a bind for gas, whatnot.
Yes.
But even at 17, I mean, he works construction, and he's, you know, he graduates next year from high school. But
he's working already.
He works for what he wants.
Great. You're doing a good job. Melissa, you're doing it right because they're going to be able to take care of themselves. That's your job.
Yeah,
my daughter's actually married and has her first baby, so she's worked hard for what she's got.
Nice. Yep. Well, congrats to you all.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, Melissa. That's awesome news. Wow. Thank you for sharing.
Right here, it's summer job time. Mm-hmm. Your kids doing any summer jobs now?
Yeah, Maddie's working at a boutique. Well, it's a tanning/bathing suit place.
Yay.
Yeah. And Parker, he's going to continue his job at one of those laser tag places, but he's also doing a summer camp. An acting summer camp.
Right.
He's going to help the younger kids.
That's so cool.
He got bit by the acting bug his last
end.
2 months of the year of his high school career, and now it's stuck with him.
That's fun. You know, I mean, to me, the summer jobs are always fun while you're going through high school and college, but for some reason, there's between high school and college, that summer, you can really play around with, experiment with anything that you've ever wanted to do just to see what you're interested
in. Even if you don't know what to do, do something. You don't know where it will lead you.
Mm-hmm.
Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, a record number of Americans need to renew their passports. And now the U.S. Department, I'm sorry, State Department says you got to get in line because it could be a while.
Yeah, they're backed up.
They are, and they're expecting to process a record number. They did 22 million last year. And the big reminder is for international travelers that most countries will not let you in if your passport expires in less than 6 months. Oh. A little thing you might not have known.
Didn't know that.
Take it out, take a look, and get in line. Number two, keeping it with travel, lost luggage is at a 10-year high,
oh,
which is sort of scary. That's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
When you're lost and you're in the middle of somewhere that's not home.
Yeah.
It's happened to all of us, right?
The only good thing is when you do that number tracker and it tells you, oh, yeah, it'll be here tomorrow. At least you know where it is.
And did it work out when that happened to you?
Yeah, it showed up
you
tomorrow.
You like tracking, huh? Yeah. 26 million bags were mishandled and lost last year. The report is why? Human error is why. And if we have better automation in the future, we'll have less
they gotta be somewhere,
lost
right?
luggage. They do have to be somewhere, and they do show up. And number three, yesterday, Elon Musk surprised his Tesla shareholders, saying they're going to do something they've never done, advertise.
Oh.
He always said he didn't need to do it before in the past. I'm thinking now more car companies are rolling out EVs.
So he's got to.
And he will soon.
Three things to know today.
So I got an email about this award that Jody is going to be receiving last night, and this put Jody in a different place. Put her on a different planet all night long.
The Gracie Award?
Yeah, it's a Gracie Award, and you know, Jody will be accepting it. It's
next week. We're all going. This is the big thing. This is the big dress-up formal night we're all going to.
Well,
however, we had not heard yet. I assume maybe I was one of the people who wasn't going to give a speech. I would get my award, and there's a clip that's going to play, and yay, and they're in the email, it talks about, you know, it's not feasible for all honorees to, you know, give a speech.
Right.
Because of timing. But I am being asked to give a speech.
Oh.
I'm going to go up and accept my award, and I'm listed as one of the people an acceptance speech will be given.
Oh, so they randomly chose people to give a speech?
I don't know how they chose.
I think they break it down based on category. And look, just for the record on this, as many times as we've done things in public, this is not the kind of thing. I don't want to say that it's out of our league, but you know, this is not a place we'd go hang out.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not.
Well, we're going to be fish out of water.
But one thing that Jody has been offered to do is if she wants to prepare the speech, she can send it in advance and they'll put it on a teleprompter for her.
Oh, yeah, definitely do that.
No, that's not what's making me nervous.
Oh.
60 to 90 seconds is all I have.
Oh, well, that's good.
You can do that.
That's good. That means you don't have to sweat over 5 or 10 minutes.
I would never do 5 minutes, but 60 to 90 seconds? So here's what I'm thinking. I've never read anything off of a teleprompter that I can remember. So that's different. We don't read here.
Right.
Even if I have notes, you know, on Hollywood Outsider, and I look down at the note or I look at the screen, we don't read.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to do it, though. I'm honestly, since we do 60 to 90 second Hollywood Outsiders and 60 to 90 second Three Things to Know Today, we keep those.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can do it. How am I going to fit everything I want to say in 60 to 90 seconds?
That's why you have to boil it down to the things that you think are most important that pertain to the award and I think for the mission for the, you know, National Alliance of Women in Media.
Yes.
That's just a thought.
It's an award, you know, about content for women and about women and all of that. So
I know.
Crazy.
It's your award, but do I make the cut for 60 seconds?
I guess you'll just have to wait night of.
Good thing I'll be there.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Well, good news for Stevie Nicks fans. She has added 13 dates to her U.S. tour, apparently.
Well, let's check those cities then.
Okay. Well, some of them are Houston, Pittsburgh, New York, Memphis, Detroit, San Diego, and some other cities.
Nice.
Now, she is not going back and adding the three cities that she canceled. Oklahoma City, New Orleans, and Birmingham. Those were postponed with band illnesses, and then they wound up just being canceled.
I don't understand why. Why not bring those back?
You know, that's what I would think, but it could be whatever's going on in those arenas.
Sometimes scheduling conflicts.
It's conflicts with the other stuff she has scheduled, and then the venue's not being able to fit her in.
Right, and she also wants to make sure, like, if I'm going to hit Birmingham, I want to be in the area. I don't want to come from Seattle over the,
tour managers decide.
In the industry, they call that routing.
Yes, routing. Tickets go on sale for the new dates this Friday, the 19th. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Willie Nelson's got a new book coming out. On the road again. This song right here. Wouldn't you like to know the story behind it? I'm glad you asked, Jody.
Okay. Well.
Because that's what the book's going to be about. It's not going to be all Willie biography. It's going to be Energy Follows Thought, the stories behind my songs.
Oh, cool.
Coming
all
out,
of his songs.
160 songs.
Whoa.
Hey.
This is beautiful. Yeah. Okay.
And these are the ones he wrote, not necessarily stuff he covered, you know, like Whiskey River or any of those.
Okay.
Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Yes. He wrote that. He wrote Always on My Mind, right? Did he? No, he didn't.
That,
he
no.
just covered it beautifully.
Yes,
okay.
He did. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Right.
He just covered that one.
Yeah.
It's also going to talk about his guitar Trigger and how it came to be and why it's still around and, you know, stuff he's done with Waylon and Dolly and Ray Charles and all those folks.
Sweet.
Comes
and
out
Snoop
on,
now.
yeah. Comes out on Halloween, which is a few days before he gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Willie.
And if you don't remember, back in April, he turned 90. 90.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So look for that one at the Halloween. And the Jonas Brothers, they got something new going on. Besides the album that came out last Friday, the Jonas Brothers can now be found on Waze. You can pick the Jonas Brothers. And it's not just directions. They also throw in stuff like this.
It's fun driving with you. You take directions so well. It's a nice change from parenting. When your kids ignore everything you have to say.
Okay. You can choose that on Waze now.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Is the world ready for the return of Johnny Depp? Because he is back playing his first major lead role in 3 years. And I'm not kidding you. He got a 7-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival.
Is it?
7 minutes.
Please tell me it's not another Pirates.
Absolutely not. This is so different. He plays King Louis XV of France. It's a French language film.
Oh.
And it's about the love affair, well, his mistress and him.
Cette jeune femme est mon entourage.
It's really beautiful. Subtitles, of course.
Okay.
It's his first major, and he looks so crazy. You know, you got to look at it. You know, about the powdered face and the wig.
Yeah.
And but he's so serious. I expect it to be like funny at any moment.
I wonder why he chose that to come back with.
And got crazy great reviews at the film festival. But
wow, you know, the festival's in France. So.
It's true. But it's Johnny Depp. I think it's because it was Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And his first big high-profile thing since the trial. Well, he essentially won. They both were awarded damages, he and Amber Heard, but he essentially won his reputation back. By the way, that movie, if you love the subtitles, opens today.
Which is aujourd'hui in French.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Keep the Wow Wednesday.
I'll tell you what that means, but in English. We love hearing from you the most. It is Keep the Wow Wednesday.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah, Keep the Wow is your motto, Jody.
It is. We like to hear about the wows, meaning let go of the mistakes you make and the times that it doesn't work out and keep the wows in your life. Nora, this is from Nora, and I love hearing from her. We hear from Nora a lot. My Keep the Wow today for this week is that after years of wanting to but avoiding it because of finances, I decided to go ahead and apply to nursing school.
Cool.
Oh, yay.
A lot of the nurses I work with, I'm a nurse support tech, tell me that I would be a great nurse. There's one particular college I've been told is really good with financial aid, so I decided to go ahead and just go for it.
Good for you, Nora.
I love this. That is awesome.
You'll never regret taking a chance on yourself.
Totes. And I'm going to say this, Nora jumps in a lot when I go Facebook Live, and I know even the backstory on that. And I hope you don't mind me saying it, Nora, but she became a nurse support tech because she was working at the hospital, I think cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I don't know, she's just obviously very likable and smart and catches on quickly and was told back then years ago you should become a support tech. Mm-hmm. And so now you're just growing now. So that is big wows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big wows, Nora.
Let us know when you get out of nursing school because that way we can include you in the Nurses Day. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's true.
We got one here from Cindy too, Jody, about Mother's Day in your post. Happy Mother's Day, Jody, from the crazy lady that rolled her window down last Saturday and screamed, Jody!
Oh,
yeah.
My apologies. My sister even thought I was yelling at a good friend.
Oh.
That's just how you make us all feel, like we're your friends. So thank you, and I hope you had a great Mother's Day.
Thank you, Cindy. I did. We are friends now. It was so funny. It was after I had lunch with you, Murph, and then I went shopping at a boutique next door. And I was leaving, and I heard my name. And
I remember you telling me about that.
We made friends.
That's super sweet.
It was cool. Thank you for that. If you ever, you know, want to hang out again, you know where I shop. Jump in anytime on Facebook or Instagram.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the ChatGPT boss yesterday, the CEO of the company OpenAI, he told Congress, yes, it needs to be regulated. There needs to be a U.S. or global agency doing this, licensing AI systems so that you can then ensure compliance. Mm-hmm. The senator who was the head of this subcommittee opened the meeting. Did you hear this?
No.
With a speech from an AI voice clone of himself.
Wow.
To read opening remarks.
Okay.
Number two, Taco Bell is suing to free up the trademark for Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
You're going to take a
ride.
I didn't realize
Taco Tuesday had a trademark.
Yeah, it's owned by Taco John's.
Yeah,
that
another
chain.
Franchise.
They purchased it and got it in the 80s. Taco Bell saying, look, too many people use it. Too many businesses use it. And Taco John's, they're like, well, thanks to our worthy competitor at Taco Bell for reminding everyone that Taco Tuesday is best celebrated at Taco John's.
Yeah, if they've had it since the 80s, you wait 30 years to go after this? You know.
It does feel like it kind of belongs to everyone.
Yeah.
And number three, Taylor Swift, who was on a little break from her Eras tour, was spotted last night leaving Electric Lady Studios in New York with her new boyfriend, Matt Healy of the group The 1975.
Yeah.
So the Swifties are all up in, you know, excitement thinking,
are they
recording together?
Hmm.
Time will tell.
Three things for you to know today.
Earlier, Jody was talking about the curveball that got thrown at us for next week's award that she's receiving, at Gracie, and that's that she's got to give a speech.
60 to 90 seconds, which I'm grateful to give a speech.
Yes, I know you are, and I think you'll do great.
It's tight.
The second thing is she'll be walking a red carpet to get there.
Whoa.
Is that something you've ever done before? This is the first time you've ever walked a red carpet?
A for real red carpet, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a Hollywood red carpet.
It's a for real red carpet.
I mean, I've rolled out red carpets for you before, but you know.
Aw, I'm going to say this. I'm sorry to say, Sam, but in the note it says honorees only allowed on the red carpet. Guests that are with the honorees can't.
You guys, standard.
In your tuxes, I was hoping.
You ever watch those Hollywood ones, though?
Of course.
All their handlers stay out of the frame while it's
about you.
I know.
I mean, that's the recipient should be the one walking the red carpet.
We're just there for arm candy.
Oh, yay. You guys are going to look awesome. I'm going to say this. My nervousness about the red carpet is not about being on it. Once I'm there, I'm going to like that, I think. It's whether I will make it or not.
Yeah.
Because the timing of all of this. We cannot get there a day earlier because our Phoebe graduates from high school on Monday next week. Your Maddie graduates from high school on Monday night also.
Same day, yeah.
So we all have to fly and head and get there on Tuesday and travel. And we don't get to check into this hotel where the event is until 3 p.m. Guess what time I'm supposed to be on the red carpet? 4:30.
Oh.
That's almost no time for a woman to get glamorous. And I want to get glamorous.
Well, you have a couple of hours in the flight to put on makeup.
Yeah, we'll help you.
I have to shower once I get to the hotel. Shower, hair, makeup, gown.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't need any help with your tux, Murph.
Well, I'm hoping that it should be kind of plug and play.
Yeah, I hope so.
Slip it on and go.
I'm just nervous about that, and I'm going to have to get Phoebe's help maybe this weekend. A little glam lesson.
Yeah.
Because in a regular world, I would have a makeup artist help me. Mm-hmm. Come to the room and help me. I won't have time for that. Makeup artists take an hour.
Well, Phoebe is the queen of the makeup hack.
She won't be with us, though.
Well, no, but the pointers,
yeah,
they'll be great.
And you can always fall back on me and Murphy, if you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
look
thanks.
Up, Jody, right here.
A little more lipstick here.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, we're going to get you covered with the most important meal of the day, which is...
breakfast?
Yes!
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
We're going to start with breakfast. You want to do Kellogg's, IHOP, or Denny's?
Let's start with Denny's. That sounds good to me.
They're bringing back the Super Grand Slam, the Super Slam. It's $7.99, a little pricier than the regular Grand Slam.
Okay.
And you get two of everything. You know how when you order at those places, it's like, do you want bacon or sausage or ham? No, not with this one. You get the bacon, you get the sausage, and you get the ham and the bacon.
Hence the super.
Yeah. Okay. Two eggs, two pancakes, hash browns, all that stuff. Wow. IHOP. You can get IHOP coffee at home now. They've partnered up with Heinz Craft, and they're now going to be selling IHOP in the bags and also in the K-cups.
You know, they do have good coffee at IHOP.
Well, this is just your style
can't
here,
remember.
Then.
It's just one of those. I don't know if it's like the environment experience part of it or not, but I've always liked the coffee there.
Signature blend, buttery syrup flavor, and chocolate chip.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Okay.
The buttery syrup says it's syrupy notes contrasted with buttery undertones.
Mm.
Whoa! That sounds fancy. And Kellogg's Raisin Bran. They've got a new flavor of Raisin Bran.
What?
Maple flavor.
No! No!
Well, just because you don't like maple doesn't
raisin
mean...
Raisin Bran is perfect the way it is.
I don't think there's been a Raisin Bran
no, there
flavor,
hasn't.
Has there?
No,
it's always been raisins and flakes.
I like that cereal. I know it's a weird thing to say, but when I was a little girl and we didn't have Cookie Crisp or anything fun like that, no Fruit Loops, my grandmother always had Raisin Bran and I would just eat it with her and I felt like the most special little thing.
I wonder, maple, there has to be a reason they settled on that. It's got to be something that, like, with the bran, it just works. Or
maybe it adds sweet, with it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jell-O. How about sparkling Jell-O? They've partnered with AHA, you know, the sparkling drink, water drink.
Okay.
Or AHA.
So it'll look sparkly?
I don't know. I don't know what it looks like, but if you look for the packages that have sparkling Jell-O, they're all zero calorie. And
nice.
They even tell you which AHA sparkling drink to put it with.
You know, I noticed the other day there is a ton of new gelatin. Like that aisle is getting big too.
Mm-hmm.
There was Sonic Jell-O after the cherry limeade or something like that.
It tastes like cherry limeade.
Yes. I love those cherry limeades.
Up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider,
powered by State Farm.
Disney has dropped another trailer for the new Haunted Mansion remake.
Welcome home! I know this place isn't as warm as I'd hoped.
It's not just another, you know, take on the old story, apparently, here. A mom, Rosario Dawson, and her son move into this house. There are ghosts there, and then they hire these exorcists, experts, Tiffany Haddish being one, Owen Wilson being one, Danny DeVito being one.
Yeah.
And they find out there's
a lot of creepy
stuff. It seems like they took that. Jamie Lee Curtis is in this movie, too.
Yeah. And Jared Leto, too.
I know. He's one of the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
They took the original, like, thought and then kind of Stranger Things it up. So look for that this summer. Haunted Mansion is in theaters July 28th. Not your usual Disney Haunted Mansion.
And it's always at Disney World.
What, the ride or the experience? You think they're going to redo it, though? They'll have
to. They may add
Disney's.
A ghost. Because remember when Pirates of the Caribbean came out, they
revamped
added a
it.
Johnny Depp, you know, Captain Jack Sparrow to the ride.
As they should have. Marvel also set the Disney Plus premiere dates for two of its series. The second season of Loki with Tom Hiddleston.
I know what this place is.
That is not right.
Uh-huh.
Look for that one October 6th. So this in the fall. And then Hawkeye, that spinoff.
Oh,
Echo.
That one was decent.
That one premieres November 29th this year.
Social Media Connect.
Love hearing from you on Instagram, Facebook, and you can email us at murphysamandjody.com. This comes in from David regarding our summer tipping guide, which we did put out at the website for you. Like, how much to tip a bellhop? How much to tip housekeeping when you're traveling, et cetera?
Hey, if we're going to Beverly Hills next week,
yes.
Does that mean we got to crank up the bellhop tipping?
100%.
I think it's got to go up like another 10 or 20%.
I think so.
It's Beverly Hills.
We're going to step out of the car and they're going to be like on us.
You think they take credit cards?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I do, but it's
how about coupons?
It's better to have cash. From David, talking about tipping, don't forget your service technicians like plumbers, electricians, and your heating and air people.
I never thought about that.
Me either. He said it's a very hard job, especially in the summer, and they don't get tipped as they should. Sometimes only the company makes the money. You can tip service technicians.
I did that once over, I tipped a couple of plumbers. They helped me with my water heater over Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Oh.
Since it was a holiday weekend, I was like, hey guys, here, thanks.
Nice.
You know, here's a buck each. Don't get crazy on me.
I'm so glad David brought that up because I never thought to do that.
Me either.
Yeah.
We just saw some of those guys recently too.
Yeah.
Oops. Diana. This is about the teacher's gift ideas.
Yeah.
And where I mentioned I accidentally sent a snack mix to school that had peanuts in it to peanut-free campus.
Yeah.
Diana says, don't feel bad about the peanuts. I needed info from a client and sent my request to a few different people in the organization offering a candy bar as a prize to whoever replied first. Oops, it was a diabetic camp. Candy bar prizes. Still, I was worried about shutting down that whole campus.
We got one, too, from Becky about your the reel you posted for Mother's Day, Jody.
Yeah.
It says, looks like a fun Mother's Day and a Sam trick with the big box for the gift card. LOL.
Murphy did that. It was so funny.
Yeah.
That is a Sam-style trick, though. I think you're right about that.
It was a big box taped up. It had a cute message on top. And then I opened it, and there was a little gift card sitting inside.
Mm.
So cute.